increased responsibilities there, what you did?
I don't want to go too in-depth into it, but, yeah, used the dummy cadence, saw the coverage, went through my progression, and hit him in my back line. Just something I've learned while being here, and that's what how you got to handle yourself as a quarterback in the red zone. So just using all your tools to get as much pre-snap information as possible. And it all starts in the huddle, getting the call soon, breaking the huddle on time. And for me, just being able to see the defense and execute the play how it's coached up, and that's why I worked.
Is that something you could have done? Is that something you could have ever learned just practicing? Is that something you have to experience in the game to figure out how to do?
I mean, I did it in practice. That's not how I knew how to do it in the game. So good practice execution turns into game, good game execution.
Mitch, when you look at the, when you look back at the film of the 49ers game, how much of a missed opportunity did you see it to not – how much of a missed opportunity to not get big plays against that defense?
Yeah, we should have had some more big plays. That would have helped us for sure.
Mitch, what do you think the number one area, just generally speaking, the offense you'd like to see improve this Sunday compared to the previous weeks?
More explosive plays. Probably more explosive plays. Be better on first and second down, so we're not always in third and longer situations. We want to be third and manageable, or just go first down, first down with the explosive plays. So just need to get the ball into our playmakers' hands, stay efficient, and, yeah, be good with the football.
What are your really impressions with the Bengals front?
Yeah, they're really good up front. They don't have to blitz a lot because they got really active guys up front, so they're deep. And they're playing well, and they play aggressive. So they do a lot of stuff up front that we're just going to have to try to simulate in practice, have a good week of practice, and then and go out and execute on Sunday. But you got to give them their respect because they're really good players, and we will. And we just got to do our jobs on Sunday.
Mitch, what's allowed you and Dontrell to have this connection with 3-1? You obviously joined the team only a month ago.
Yeah, he's a really good football player. He's smart. He's ball savvy, and he knows where to be and when to be. So he runs really good routes, and I think that's just – allowed us to get on the same page, and he wants to know, he wants to see the game through my eyes, so he knows how he could help me and where he could be in certain situations to get the ball more, and that's what you want as a receiver, obviously, to get the ball more, and if he knows what I'm thinking, then we could be on the same page, and our chemistry has just been growing and growing each week.
How quickly did you earn that trust with
him? Pretty quickly, within the first couple weeks.
Which, given the experience you're getting, how much potential for growth do you see in this offense in the next 4 weeks as far as, you know, getting the big plays that you haven't been getting so far?
Yeah,
how
for sure. I guess you don't really know how close you are because you don't know how far you have to go. I think the sky's the limit, and so we're just trying to get better every day. So there's always potential. There's always room for growth. You try not to put a limit on anything. So we could be as good as we want to be these next 4 weeks, starting today, starting tomorrow.
Is there a fine line between being too aggressive and needing to, or maybe wanting to cut it loose more? You know, do you feel like you need to be more aggressive going downfield?
Yeah, sure. Well, we could do a lot of things. I think we just need to stay aggressive and do whatever is best for this offense. So, for players, it comes down to execution, and we just need to trust our coaches, and we do. So whatever they call, we have to go out and make it work. So whether it's blocking, protection, or running a route downfield, or me doing the drop and going through the progression, everyone just needs to do their job, buy into what we're doing, and we'll make the coaches right.
Last week, Mitch, you told us you needed a win in the worst way. You didn't get one. How do you guard against the frustration just getting to you?
On to the next game.
Have you seen Shaheen handle
everything that's been put on his plate this year? He's been handling it real well. He's a smart player. He loves football, and that's what you want in a teammate. So he comes to work every day. He works his butt off. He does his job. Doesn't complain about not getting the ball. And we need to find ways to give him the ball more. So we will, and I've seen him get better each week and each day at practice. So, yeah, he's awesome to have around.
Is there anything in particular you've seen him improve more and more?
Just blocking, running, catching the ball. I would say he's improved in every facet of his game. Just I think a lot of our rookies have just getting used to the speed of the game and being in the NFL. And just the more snaps you can see, the better off you're going to be. And he's done a great job.
Do you follow the Bengals at all growing up? And have you ever played or been this?
Not really. No, sir.
Do
only drove through.
What can Shaheen be, Dal talks about he's still learning the league, what can he be, say, a year from now?
He can be as good as he wants to be. it's all about hard work and dedication, but, I mean, the most important thing for me looking at him is that he loves the game and he loves the work. So, I mean, me and him, we stay after practice to throw. We're out there before practice to throw, and we're going to get a lot of work in the off season. But for now, it's just what can you do each day to get better? And I see him every day just getting better, focused at practice, doing his job, just trying to figure out what he can do better each day and how he can make the guys around us better. That's what we're all trying to do.
Time for a couple more.
Mitch, what have you grown to appreciate about Cody?
I love Cody. He's my guy. He's probably one of the best practice players we have. We need more guys to practice like Cody does with the energy and passion he brings. He's very protective of me, and he's very hard on himself. So he's a perfectionist. He wants to be perfect, but he's done a great job for us. He's a great leader of this offense, and I can't say enough great things about Cody Weher.
As you experience the losing and the frustrations, how difficult is it to believe that they're going to all pay off in the end? Or next year, whenever it may be?
Just, for me, it's not hard. Just having that unwavering faith, no matter what happens, that you can be successful. People have gone through a lot worse and a lot worse seasons and come out on the other side, so you try to look at those success stories, but you could just always believe you beat the odds. And I mean, I've done things throughout my life that said they couldn't be done, and I'm standing in front of you here today as a rookie in the NFL. So anything's possible with hard work and dedication, and if you love the game you're playing, which we do, it can only get better for here. So it's one day at a time, just going back to work.
All right, thanks, everybody. Thanks.